Yeah, stand to your feet. Get your Bibles out. Repeat after me. Say, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can be what it says I can be. And I can do what the Word says I can do. It's the living seed of God living in me, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never will I be the same. God increase, pastor decrease. Give me ears to hear what God has to say. I'm going to walk with power, not let the loss get left. Amen. You guys may be seated. Thank you so, so much for doing that with me. Even in our, at my parents' church, real traditional church, as I say, the guy brings me up, but he keeps asking me to do stuff. One he asked me to do is the benediction. Only thing I remember about the benediction was it's the end of service. And the only thing I remember about the end of service was the very end of the benediction was, amen. You sang the amen. That's all I remember. I don't remember none of it. And when he told me, he said, will you do the benediction? I said, yeah, I don't know how to do it. I said, I only know how to do it. How many of y'all need to be, you know, we need to be honest sometimes up front, right? You forget somebody's name, we stop pretending. I forgot your name. Right? Because we'll sit, and I'm one of those two, I can fake it, man. I can sit there like, yeah! How is it going? Tori, man, it's so good to see you again. Yeah! And if you hear me somewhere screaming while I'm talking to somebody, I done forgot something. That is a clear sign I'm being loud because I forgot something. But I think this too, right? When we're up front, so is God, is always up front. And right? You can only carry your faith where you keep it. And if you don't keep it up front, it ain't going to be in front of you. It's going to be behind you, and you're going to be catching up, which means you'll use it only in time. So I had Emmett go get this one. So we did these things. You guys have probably seen these things where we call them, this is not the Food Network, but the fast is over, okay? And so when I see something, I get all caught up in it. But these jars, have you ever heard of prep meal jars? I mean, you guys, you fitness people. Okay, so I got into that. I've lost my mind over this. I've got our house, there is nothing wrong with me. I'm going to keep saying that because if you looked at some patterns I got, you would think he needs medication by a group of doctors, right? But this thing got all of this stuff, and this is one of the seafood jars that we've made, and you put all these things in it, and you put all the ingredients in it first, and all you have to do now, all you'll have to do is add hot water. Like, there's vegetables, there's you know, you see your noodles in it, you got all the stuff, you got all these things in it, and all you have to do is add hot water, wait, and you got, now, is it pho or is it pho? See, look, y'all hear how loud that, pho, pho, fi, fa, pho, pho. Either way, the deal is just add water. And the reason why I said, Amy, go get your jar, because what I want you to understand is you got all the ingredients to be blessed if you just add Christ. Add the anointing of the Holy Spirit, which is the hot part, right? You add that, and you can serve yourself joy. You can serve yourself hope. You got everything you needed. Just add water. Just add the presence of God. And I was sitting there, as we were doing, Pastor Reed was doing the announcement, I was like, go get your jaw. You got everything in you to be a great husband, to be a great wife, to be a great worker, to be a great parent. Everything's in there. Add Christ when you feel like you're missing. If you add Christ, this tastes like trash like this. If you eat it cold and just sip, the noodles is hard. And the reason why you can't consume sometimes on a daily basis is because you're trying to do it all in your strength. Get some water. Hamburger helper, baby. Go put it in the fridge. You better put your name on it because folks saw it. And they ain't afraid to steal in church if I'm hungry enough, all right? So alive in me arrives with me. What you're alive with is what you're going to show up with. I cannot show up with anything I'm not alive to. If I don't love it, I ain't going to bring it. I do not love crafts. I can't show up with a good attitude about crafts. I do love making and helping things for other people. What lives in me will live through me. And if the Bible isn't allowed to live in you, it's not going to live through you. You know what I mean? It's just not going to live through you. It's not going to show. It's not, you're not going to be showing because it's not in there. The reason why a lady is, when a pregnant with child, she starts to show because the baby's in there. There's growth. There's things coming out of you. So when it's alive in me, it's going to arrive with me. It's going to show up when I show up. It's going to be there with me. When I get squeezed, that's what's going to come out. The life of God that's going to come out. This is this John chapter 7, verse 37 through 39 says this, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures had said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given because that Jesus was not yet glorified. There is times where you need to say the right thing at the right time, but you need to have already put the right thing in you. If you've heard the statement, go with your gut. But if you ain't got nothing in your gut, how are you going to go with it? If you gut empty, your mouth going to say empty things. Right? And so when my gut is good, and I know this isn't popular around healthy things, and but the good gut almighty, you are going to say things that are going to flow from you instead of things that are emotional from you. So I'd rather have a flow than just emotion. I'd rather there be able to be encouraged. If you're growing up, and like Pastor Reed was talking about, she grew up in a house where they yelled and screamed a lot. She brought that to the marriage for only 6 months. Only six months. How many of y'all showed up in your marriage with some stuff that, come from other people? Now, my parents just celebrated their 54th wedding anniversary. Okay, and that's a stepfather came to a lady with six kids and stayed 54 years. Okay, so I was good. Like, I only had a great example. She came with bad example. When she wanted to fight, I just wasn't going to participate. Isn't it rough when you argue, they don't argue back? If you get angrier, get tired. Now, the sweeter one in this marriage is Pastorita. I'm not the sweeter one. I'm the more violent one. And when I say violent, I used to love to fight. That old man passed away. But he be trying to get up, though. Right? You ever see old man like, we not? The alarm clock. Oh man, be going off. And Pastor Rita only had it for 6 months, and then it was like, it was over. 6 months that she wanted to be loved. She wanted real love. She wanted a real relationship. She wanted me to be filled with Christ, so I'll show up with Christ when it came through, when she's going through something. So if I'm going to be a husband, I need to show up with Christ. I need to be filled with something so I can pray for her when she's struggling, so I can pray for me when I'm struggling, and then that goes back and forth. But if I'm not filled, how am I going to give her the Christ-like love that she needs if I don't put him in me? Right? We got to be able to do that. I always want it for the simple fact that for this to end, someone has to die. We mean that. I mean, like, legally die, though. Not get taken out. So a believer must have living water. I can't do nothing with no dead water. I got to have living water. See, if my belly going to flow with a living word and living water, it's got to have living water in it. If I put dead water in me, dead water is going to come out. But dead water doesn't flow. Dead Sea is stagnant. So if it's living, if it's something I know, it's something I live. It's a part of that. It's active in me. It's living faith. And what we refuse to receive from God, we will be incapable of giving out to those around us. So I have to receive joy. I have to receive mercy. It is a struggle. Let me tell you something. When Pastor Rita was just, and not y'all, because y'all are such good Bible-believing Christians who got y'all stuff together. But when she was saying it's unconditional love, come on. And I know y'all was just, oh, that's so good. And I'm like, you do me wrong. Still growing. Obviously not vertically. But Jesus' love is so, it's so real. It's so unconditional. And then there's times we stress. She's sitting there saying, I'm like, you know, if they do you wrong, love them. And we are. We are supposed to. We're supposed to forgive. We're supposed to let go. And we're supposed to be free of it. And I'm not telling you not to do that. I really am telling you to do that. I'm telling you it's going to may take everything you got to do it sometimes. Right? I mean, just I'm just being honest with you. You'll be like, oh, that's for wimps. Let somebody mistreat you, and then you go back and forgive them. Let's see how wimpy that is. That's some strong stuff. Read Matthew chapter 5, and when you get to verses 40 through 45, you'll know no human being wrote that. Bless those who curse you. I was at the baseball field yesterday, supporting a friend. I happen to be the only black guy there. They played a walk-up song, had the N-word in it. Tiptoe to the... Nobody budged because I'm the only one there. Y'all hear what I heard? Then all of a sudden people are like, yeah. So all the folks around, apparently the musician, I'm going to call him the musician, the DJ, called himself like, but see, if it's only a problem because I'm there, because it ain't the first time you played it, if it's only a problem because I've showed up, then it really ain't a problem to you. And I do not believe the guy's racist. I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying there's a condition that we only pray to Jesus when something shows up. It ain't a problem most of the time. See, y'all thought, see? Okay, hang on. The work that Jesus put in was to strengthen us. It's to make us stronger. I was like, when I got married, I was like, I'm going to be the greatest husband of all time. I'm going to be the greatest. I'm going to be the best. I'm going to do this. I'm going to love my kids, and I'm going to love my wife. I really love my wife, and then someday I'm going to like them kids, and it's like all of them. I'm going to like them all. But I told her, you know, we should have left some at the hospital. But she does it. If a believer is thirsting for anything, it is because the well they are receiving from isn't well with their soul. When you're thirsty, when you're a believer, like, oh, I just want to go do this, I want to do this, you're drinking from the wrong well. You remember they came out with that and Crystal Light waters and all those waters? You know those are designed to make you thirsty? You drink them, they just dry you out. I don't know if it's sugar or what, but I found out, like, why am I thirsty? I just had 20 ounces of water. But because you mix it, when you dilute your faith, you still be thirsty. It tastes better this way when I got a little bit of this in here. Right? Come on, y'all. It's easier to drink water when you got Crystal Light in it. And no offense to Crystal Light. Don't. What I'm saying is some of us is Christian Light. And it tastes good to be a little angry. Tastes good to feel a little down. Tastes good to eat the grapes in a supermarket that ain't. Ooh, look, fresh peanuts. It just tastes better. But if you're still thirsty for something right, if you're still thirsty for the righteousness of God, drink from what God told you to drink from. God, why don't I feel better? Because you still haven't forgiven what I told you to forgive. And I'm not telling you to go hang out with them either afterwards, because you may not be able to handle that. Okay? You don't have to sit there and spend the time, I'm just loving the Lord. Man, you're thinking like homicidal thoughts, like you need to get out of there. You're just thinking, I just want to stab somebody, but I love Jesus. Let me get that drink for you. That's not glass in there, that's ice. And so when God tells you, hey, forgive, he also tells you to move forward. You may not be able to stay there for a while. You can't stay there in that hurt, because when someone brings up your hurt over and over again, they bring up your doubt. They bring up your unbelief. And when your doubt is brought up and your unbelief is brought up, it is too hard for you to try to fight back. God never meant for you to do that. God never meant for us to have church and say, till death do us part, stay there while y'all abuse each other. No. That's not how it works. In fact, he called us, he said, I called you to be people of peace. Awesome. That works out well. So I called you to be those people of peace. And listen to this in the Bible. So when Jesus is our Lord, we go from just having a said word to a word that we can live by. Actions speak louder than, right? The grass is always greener where you water it. Look at our church cup. Ain't greener on the other side. Water your own grass. It's hot out there. It's hot out there. Just walking to take out the trash, I lost 2 pounds. Just sweating, just leaking. They're like, where you been? Is it raining outside? No, just to the curb. Walk to the curb. It'll be that fast of losing things. John 6:63, the Bible says that the flesh can do nothing because all life comes from the Spirit, and his word is spirit, and it is life. How do I get life out of what I'm doing? How am I going to get life out of Monday morning? Put the word of God in you. Colossians 3:16 said, let the word of God dwell richly. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Put it in you when you don't need it, so it'll be there when you do need it. Begin to fill up so you can grow up. Right? Right? You feel stronger when you put something in you. See, this is good, right? We all agree, and Pastor Reed and I were talking, we always have our little fellowship times of, we all believe this, right? I can do nothing without God. Amen? The problem is, we've done nothing with God. We have God and do nothing. That's way more dangerous. To have everything, to have your jaw food and sit there hungry. Now all you got to do is put regular water in it, stick it out in the sun. It probably cook itself. Another way, Jesus is trying to make it easy for you. Just cook it out here. Put it out there. And I love the thing about it. The thing I love about it most, I take pictures of those things because I can see the ingredients. See, because the jar is clear. When you're transparent, you see what's in you. But when it's hidden, even you forget what's in there. See, when it's transparent, you see, I be taking pictures like, look at what we're going to eat. You eat now. Now, that's going to go to a friend, but we're going to make one that's going to eat here. I can't keep them in the house, Ed. Miracle take them. Jaira take them. Jaira's girlfriend take them. She ain't on the insurance. So that's what's alive in me. That's what arrives with me. So I just show up like this. How are you going to show up? Just like this. I'm going to show up exactly how they call me. See, because I can't pretend to be something, and God can't bless what I pretend to be. He can't. I can only be this. This is all I got. That's what I was telling the minister. I said, this is it. This is regular me. He go all the time. I go, ask my church. That's my church. I'm trying to sit here quietly up here on this stage, but you got everybody looking at me. And I want to scratch, and I can't. So we can't afford to believe a lie, because when we believe a lie, it empowers the liar. The Bible says the devil is the father of all liars. If you believe a lie about yourself, you empower the liar. You have to believe what God has said about you. You have to believe what God has said about you. There's nothing greater than you believing what God said about you in your life. See, because if you start believing a lie about you, you'll believe what everybody else thinks about you, and you'll never live for yourself. You'll be too busy trying to squeeze into somebody else's box. They don't even have to make room for you, just squeezing in. And there's no value to squeezing in to life that really didn't want you there. So it's worse for spirit in our life. We can't afford to do that. So it brings drought to our faith. It is so important that we align ourselves, align our lives with God's word to keep a steady flow in our faith. And when tough times do appear, out of our bellies will flow rivers of living water. How many of you want to know and be able to say the right thing at the right time for your family and loved ones? There it is. Like, they need to be encouraged. You ever hung up with somebody? And I've done this. I've hung up and like, man, I didn't encourage them at all. I felt like I might have missed a shot. Why wasn't I filled up to handle that conversation? I didn't have time to read my Bible all week. Because that time shouldn't have caught you off guard. Right? Because you're rich with it. You're rich with the word. You're rich with it. You're rich with that encouragement. You're rich. And I believe this as well. I believe. I'm a Christian. God is calling you to make some hard statements now. Hard, truthful statements. You know the ones you've been like, well, you know, let me just wait a minute on it. I believe the time is now. And listen to the Spirit of God. He'll turn you loose. He'll turn you loose. And you're going to say some things that is important. Basically, you're keeping poison out of loved ones' lives. And you're encouraging them, but you're going to encourage them with that strong word. It's going to be a strong word. It's going to be a strong, you get to be, no more participation trophies. You have to earn this one. So we need living water. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 24 talks about the fact that one who hears the word and acts on it builds their house on the rock. And when we establish ourselves on the rock, the living water, no trouble waters can keep us from standing. So I refuse to do dead water. I refuse for you to say something to me that's not encouraging to me. I refuse to let you come up to me and say something that I'm stupid or something. I don't do dead water. I ain't drinking that. I don't know what you did with that. Like a little Marty, I saw Marty outside. First thing he said, Marty, how you doing? I'm amazing. Like, whoa! Is anybody else thinking that? I'm amazing. You ain't seen this? I'm amazing. Like, I was like, ooh, I have to go to the back. I have to go absorb that. Like, whew. I'm amazing. Like, some of y'all get, oh, I have to wake up. You could have died. That sounds way too high, right? She said, I'm amazing. I was like, whoa, hold it together. You got another hour before you start sweating. Don't you sweat over that. Right? You got to come out. You got living water in you. I'm amazing. Right? I'm amazing. I know it's 101, but I get to live in it. Fire me up. Matthew 7 is also talks about it, that the one person built their house on the sand, the other person built their house on a rock. Okay? The storm hit both houses. Quit tripping because you did everything right and you're still going through something. Just thank God that you're able to stand while you go through it. Because most people fall apart. I can't believe that the Lord making me go through this. He ain't making you go through this. You get to go through it. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. There's a bunch of people that you can see, the skeleton's bone. They done sit there and died. Died on their opportunities. Died in their faith, died in their belief. So again, you get to stand up and say, man, I'm going to arrive greater. This is how I am. This is how I roll. This is how I'm, man, I hope you get in the car and say, man, it's lunchtime. See, now you got to make a decision for lunch. The fast is over. So what we going to do for lunch? I'm amazing. That's what we doing for lunch. You going to eat that? I'm amazing. I'm doing it all day. I'm driving. Watch them go to a movie at some point today. The whole family. Leave the house. Because I'm walking around. I'm amazing. I'm amazing. I am absolutely amazing. Look at me go. Look. Mark chapter 4, verse 37 through 40. I will not read all of it to you, but it's when they went to got on the boat, and Jesus said this, let us go to the other side. That was his statement. Get to going to the other side. They get in the middle of the journey. A storm hits the boat, right? They all freak out, and they go, Jesus, why are you sleeping down here? Don't you care about us? Well, if he owned the boat, why are you only worried about you? They didn't even ask, don't you care about you? Care us not that we perish? He said, why don't you care about us? And he's asleep on the boat. And one of the things that they need to get in their belly was he said this at the beginning of that, the very first part of the verse, he said, let us go to the other side. When God speaks to you, that's what your belly should be filled with. So when the storm comes up, out of you is going to flow. We're going to the other side. I don't know about all this stuff that's going on. I don't get all this rain and all this turbulence, but I'm going to the other side. I don't get all this. I understand that my body might be hurting, but I'm going to the other side. God has called me to a dream and vision, and my kids are going to grow up trained. I don't care about what the fact that they think that they're going to teach my kid and pull my kid out. I've trained my kid up in the things of God. You're not going to manipulate them. You're not going to get over on them. We're going to the other side of this mess. We're not going to be that way. And you got to have that in your head because they're going to try to shake the boat to try to get you to believe that the storm is greater, that the outside water is greater than the living water. It just ain't. You got more in your belly than the surroundings is trying to stop you with. So out of you flows living water, even though there might be dangerous waters around you. Dangerous waters is never greater than living water. There's a storm. There's great things. And this is the thing, too. People always blame storms and stuff like that. They'll say this. That was an act of God. You ever heard that? Jesus rebuked the storm. Storm, those don't come from God. Why would he be out there yelling at himself? What you doing? He rebuked them. Okay, stand up, use the living water in you. Whatever side that you're supposed to be going to, whatever thing, and whatever you're going through, find out where you're supposed to be going to so you can make sure you go through that. Don't stop at the chapter. There's the end of the book that you need to get to. Too many times we let a chapter get us confused. Stop stopping at the chapter. Say, I got an ending. There's an ending to this that I'm going to walk in and I'm going to see it through. Right? When we understand it, we got kids. We know our kids are testing us. We got it. We got, they just, oh, you want a, you, a piece of this? What? See, and I act like that, and Pastor Rita comes in, look, let me hold, let me love you, and man, you know, God just loves you so. I love you so much. I'm close your eyes. Let's pray. Let me see how that looks. You're going to see some lights and stuff start flashing upside down. Yeah. What's wrong with your pastor, man? Your pastor got some issues. I do. But storms, I can't let it do because Pastor Rita has this belly of living water. And I got it. I got some. But I do like sparkling water. I do like fizz. I like, man, I like it to be a little jumpy. So your faith is your flow. How you flow is how you live by faith, right? We walk by faith, not by sight. My flow is not by what I can see. My faith is by what I believe. See, because if it's only go by what I see, I can miss an opportunity because I don't see the potential. But God says you can see the opportunity when you see it by faith. You may not have the education for the job that you have. You shouldn't be living in the house that you're living in. You were never supposed to amount to what you've amounted to, but since you mounted up on the wings as eagles, that's why you're greater than where you are. You're not supposed to be right there. We're not supposed to be there. We were never smart. I'm trying to tell our kids, listen, we give to God. God made all of this happen. They think the bills are paid and we got AC. Just me wanting them like. But when we came home to the lights were off, our parents still have faith to believe there's another side to this. There's still another side. We didn't have central air growing up. There's still another. Now you say no central air. Love my parents, but they ain't got central air. I don't stay there. I don't stay. We go out to eat. They can sit up in there like it ain't 83, 80 years old. Like, baby, bring me a blanket. And him? Where the? You want one here? Y'all know I sweat just thinking about it. I don't walk through there like, you know, I'm just going to go sit outside. I'm just going, you know, I want somebody to see my 911. Y'all got somebody up in here. So faith is our flow right when it comes to facing adversity, because we know the enemy wants to stir things to look like living water. If he can stir the storm to make you think that's more alive than your faith, you'll believe you're going to fail more than you're going to succeed. You'll believe that. You'll believe that. Listen, you are going to be, again, do not trade the truth for anything. Right? Y'all heard the statement, blood is thicker than? That is a faith thing. Most people think that means relatives is thicker than people around you. It's the blood of Christ is thicker than the water that you were in before you were born. And some family members you can't take with you. You can't take them with you. They're just not going to go. And you have to stand up and say, the blood of Jesus on me. And listen, change in family history. By nature, I have an addictive personality. I am a crackhead, a drug addict. And therefore, I drag myself to church every chance I get. I crack open a good jar, make us some juice. I'm cracking open oranges, lemons. Every addiction I'm supposed to have is having it in the right direction. And when you have it in the right direction, it's going to be a blessing, not a curse. They said, this boy, he going to be dead by the time he's 17. A drunk tell me that. Now listen, how is he equipped to tell me about my future? And he can't beat Mad Dog 2020. If you don't know nothing about Mad Dog 2020, it did not help your eyesight. If you drinking Mad Dog 2020, you can't see nothing. Midway, that bottle get back right there, you gonna die. Man, you can't even see. That same man, this is how horrible I was, and I'm gonna tell you something. God will reach you if you let him. He was trying to light a cigarette. I'm sitting watching him. The cigarette has turned sideways. He's lighting. He's got a full beard. Okay, so y'all was there. So y'all know, okay? And when you drink too much Mad Dog 2020, not that y'all ever done this, so I'm trying to educate you, you get it all over you. It's flammable. And I'm watching him. Man, his beard caught on fire, and I laughed, and I laughed. And his friend came up and slapping him in the face because he's trying to put the fire out. He can't pour that liquid on there. That's going to go up in flame. I know I'm a bad kid. I know I was a bad kid. I know. But see, I need to tell you that because you think that because something has been in your life, you think that'll stop you. No, not if you just go on with God. We can talk about, I laughed at him. His face was on fire. His family was popping him in his face, and they couldn't get the fire out because he drunk too. Anybody see y'all laughing? See, if I go to hell, y'all going? Y'all laughing at it too? Listen, till they put something at them, smother his face with something. And sometimes you need to cover yourself with the word of God if you're going to put the fires out in your life. The ones you lit. See, y'all laughing at my upbringing. It was all about us and we all in this. Gil. Fear is dead water. I can't do fear. Lying is dead water. Can't do lying. Giving up is dead water. Can't do giving up. We headed to the other side. John 14:1 says, let our hearts not be troubled. My sister, friend of mine, Martha Mahan, the lady that reached me, Christ, she just had a heart attack this week. She's out of the hospital. She's just a woman of faith. She's going to believe, going to believe. So let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Too many people believe in God but don't believe in the word of God. They believe that God is their Savior, but they won't let him be their Lord. You could be my God, but you can't lead me. That's why people give names before they Christianity. I'm an angry Christian. And basically what they're saying is, God, the Holy Spirit can touch anywhere except my anger. No, just be saved. You ain't gotta add no adjectives to it. But when you start adding adjectives to a noun, you change the noun to what the adjective is. So if you're a bitter Christian, a broken Christian, an empty Christian, lying Christian, you're taken away from who you really are. Some of us. We got too much going on in our head anyway. We don't need no more identities. It's hard enough for us to concentrate on just being here. Last thing I need is another person to deal with. So I'm just going to go with believer. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you so. I go away to prepare a place for you. So quit getting hung up on what's going on wrong here and start thinking about where you're headed and how many people can take you to it, right? So what's in my belly is that God has prepared a place for me. I ain't got to squeeze into that. I ain't got to squeeze into your likings of me. I ain't got to squeeze in your opinion. If you don't like my faith, I ain't squeezing into that. I got my own room. Again, let me ask a poor question. Any of y'all ever grow up didn't have your own room? Not until all the older kids moved out. Then we had our own rooms. Man, we couldn't wait for my sister to go to college. Lord. Me and my twin were just sitting there. Never helped somebody pack so fast in our life. And we had our own rooms. And like then, what it is with the church, we need to quit trying to share rooms with sin. And people who are ungodly and people who don't believe, well, that's love. That ain't love. That's you giving up your space that God has called you to fulfill. Because you're trying to make sure you get along with everybody. Well, you can't get along with everybody because you can't go along with them. God said, I go to prepare a place for you. I'm going to get my own room. I remember that, man. That's a verse, right? I get my own kitchen. Now that all of our kids are gone, I'm in the kitchen a lot. Mine. It's my island. Don't even come in here. I'll wash that pot. We flow in the direction of heaven. And being filled with living water, that's a place is being prepared, which is far greater than the place that we're living in. So whatever place that people in this world, circumstances try to keep you from, just know God is preparing a place for you that no man can take. They can't take it from you. You got a place. Your child has a place in heaven. Amen. Thank you. As bad as my kids, it is not my job to get my kid to heaven. It is my job to point them in the direction, and I'm not going to helicopter over you, then God's going to do the rest. But I'm going to help you out along the way. If you make decisions and choices, oh, I heard this. This is beautiful. Your choices are greater than statistics. The statistic is I'm supposed to get divorced. I'm supposed to be out on the streets. I'm supposed to be without. But I made the choice to follow Christ, and that's greater than the statistics. The statistics say I'm supposed to have high blood pressure, I'm supposed to die, I'm supposed to die with a rib in my pocket, but in the name of Jesus, I made choices that's greater than the statistics. I want to get a dog so I can lose it in a park and get people to help me find it. Just want to gain friends. I lost my dog. Come help me find him. What's his name? Dog. You ever think about that? What you looking for? Dog. How they gonna know who it is? Just because it's a dog. Some of us are so vague with our Christianity, right? I lost my faith. Well, what were you believing for? Oh, just God. In what? Pinpoint it. Pinpoint it. Make it something personal. Make it alive. Make it that part of it. So God is preparing a place that no man can take. No longer do we have to settle for getting in where we fit in. All right, Isaiah chapter 12, verse 2 through 4. This is the verse. I'm going to read all of this verse, okay? Ooh, and this is the last verse. God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation. And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. I draw from the well of my salvation. I draw from that. Even in my worst day, I draw from the fact that I'm going to spend eternity with Christ. Right? As Psalms 51:10 says, talks about our heart, right? And talks about the fact that restoring to me the joy of my salvation. The joy of my salvation. Why am I getting angry? Why am I getting upset? Why am I getting... Tanya talk one time, and she was just saying, I don't know, like, you ever just wake up mad? Anybody ever just wake up like, man, I just want to just... And ain't nobody to fight? You just, why am I angry? I had something to eat. We had a good night. Watched a movie. And you just, like, just need to go to jail for 6-7 days, you know, like... I never felt like that. Like, what's wrong? Well, the Bible says that. Psalms 51:10 says, create in me a clean heart, renew in me a right spirit, return unto me the joy of my salvation. Out of my belly will flow. Like, when I get that stuff back, I can do that. Pastor Rita's awesome. Pastor Rita loves to tell me the obvious. Let me tell you something. That's the microphone. Make it stop, Jesus. Why are you telling me what I already know? Right? And I know, look at you men. Look at the husbands. Please don't move on from this. But y'all know, they say the most obvious stuff. I know y'all want me to go on, but it was Father's Day. Y'all got to let us have a week. I was out. Quit telling me the obvious stuff. I think you parked the car. I'm married to it. Yeah. That's what Jesus does. Jesus tells you the obvious stuff. Don't you love me? Oh, we on that again. Like, you know God don't need our emotional trust here. But he said, don't you love other people? Don't you want to go to heaven? Why are we talking about this, God? We've been over this. We've been over this. He said, but I want us to be on it. You want to be over it. I want you to be on it. Because sometimes you lose your way. So the wells of salvation has no shortages and will give us into abundance to fulfill God's will for our life. When we remember the semi-arid climate of Israel, we see that the beautiful picture the wells of salvation paint. When water is rare, a well is life. A reliable source of something that is absolutely necessary, like water, is a precious gift. Don't dilute your water. People are dry, and the only thing you're going to give them is something that's going to make them drier. It may taste good for the moment, but if you don't give them pure water, they're going to get thirsty later, and they're going to go drink from somewhere else. God's gift of salvation is just that precious. You will draw water. This means there is something for us to do. God doesn't meet our needs as we sit in passive inactivity. We must reach out and draw what he has provided. At the same time, it is his water, his well, his rope, and his bucket that we draw with. It means we can't get it without him. And we need to get it and then give it for him and from him. With the living water comes God's living way. Amen. Amen. I want you guys to bow your heads. We're gonna pray. So, Father, we just thank you. We praise you. And, Lord God, I don't want to just walk around with buttons and T-shirts talking about what kind of Christian I am. I want it to be seen in my lifestyle. I want to arrive full of faith, full of hope, full of joy. And I know that comes from your word being put inside of me. I want to be real, as we started off. I want to be real. Lord God, there's a tangible, functional faith that stirs life in people around us. That is for the glory of God and only you. And as your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, you're praying. If you're in here, you're saying, I'm not that real Christian. I want to be real. I don't know Christ. Let's just say this. If you don't know Christ, you've never accepted him, his heads are bowed, eyes are closed, people are praying. I'm the only one looking. If that's you, I want you to just raise your hand because we want to pray with you. Awesome, awesome. We in the house. Now let's get this one. Now it says that love is real. I want to be real. I want to give that love in such a real way. I need to have that passion. I want to be real, God. There are some things I just haven't been real in. And he said, I need prayer. If that's you, I want you to lift your hands so we can pray over you. Thank you, thank you. Yeah. It's a bunch of us. Hands are up. So Father, you see us, Lord God. I want the love to be real. I don't want the opportunity of the love of my life coming in there. And because I haven't been real, I don't know how to get real. So Lord God, I thank you for bringing me to the place of where I need to be with that real love, that real passion, that real compassion that says that I am going to give God everything that I got so that out of me will flow everything that I have to be a blessing to everyone around me. As you are Lord of my life, Lord God, I can walk surrendered and I can walk at peace to be a blessing. I can look people in the eye and know that the truth that they look back and see in me is the truth I got directly from you. I got directly from heaven. Lord God, my heart is no longer troubled. Lord God, I'm here standing in the place that what I'm alive with is what I will arrive with. Help me to be alive to your word, alive to your peace, alive to your hope. Let me be alive to the fact that you said, I'm going to the other side, that there's a vision for my life. There's a purpose for my life. The dreams and things are not over. There's the other side. I know there's been a storm. I know there's been a financial storm. I know there's been an emotional storm, but I'm going to the other side. I'm not going to be a statistics. I got choices in Christ that's greater than the statistics that are laid out before my life. So I bless you, Lord, oh my soul, all that is within me. I bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen.